Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. The Zimcast is being sponsored by Novus International. They're a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets. And also Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, you want to use their Mojo RTK. Well, we really appreciate our sponsors, and looking into our program this week, I'm going to feature a presentation from Ducks Unlimited about how they're doing public relations. Thought that might be of real interest to you, and that's from the Agricultural Relations Council meeting that I attended in Memphis, Tennessee. This past week is, more than a week, has really been a busy one for ZimCom. Besides the ARC meeting, I was also at the U.S. Grains Council International Marketing Conference that was held down in Puerto Vallarta, and I can't say that I was unhappy to be there at this time of the year. While I was there, Cindy was in Orlando at the National Ethanol Conference. Just like some of the others we've been to lately, it's now years that we've been blogging some of these events, and the ethanol conference certainly being one of those. We really appreciate working with our sponsor there, the Renewable Fuels Association, and you can see coverage from that on our domestic fuel website, and the Grains Council one and the ARC meeting on AgWired. And speaking of ARC, this organization is really working hard to revitalize, redefine itself, and regrow itself. And so you might consider going to agrelations.org, I believe is the website. That's being redone, by the way. But they have announced that they're going to start the Golden ARC Awards. Many of us remember that from years past. It used to be the Agricultural Public Relations Awards that very well established, but things have changed with the organization, and now we've got some new leadership in there, and I'm a member and would encourage you to consider membership as well. Well, we're going to hear now from Tony Doley with Ducks Unlimited. He's their director of communications, and his task was to tell us how they do public relations and deal with the media in today's world, and I think you'll find it very interesting. This is an incredibly successful organization, as evidenced by how well they've grown, and I think they said approximately a $220 million budget, so they're doing something right. So I thought you might be interested to hear how they're doing PR.
Now, when I talked to Carol about this earlier, we've been talking for, a couple months or longer about this program. He said, tell us who you are, give us an idea of what you do, and then tell us how you do it. And I said, how do we do what? He said, your PR stuff. How do you do that PR stuff you guys do? How do you do all those things? And I said, well, that's pretty much down in the weeds. And he said, that's okay. He said, talk to us about that. Tell us what you guys do on a regular basis, every day. What do you tell your staff to do? How do they handle communications, public relations, and the things they do? So that's a little bit of what we're going to talk about. Actually, that's most of what we're going to talk about. So I want you all to understand that our communications department has a staff of 11. It includes the public relations folks who have a variety of jobs of what they do. It includes the video folks who put together all of our video things, and we do a considerable amount of that kind of thing. That includes the television show, all kinds of things like that we do. Also includes our website guys, the web department of what they do. We have an outstanding web department, some of the best in the industry. They get accolades all the time, and they're always applauded for their work. And we keep trying to strive to do better with what they do. So we have a pretty good crew here that does that kind of stuff. So Carol, he said, how do you get the media to do stuff? I said, well, part of the things that I tell our staff to do is we tell them you write simply and directly, no fluff. And the reason we do that is because I had media folks call me and say, hey, this is great stuff. It's buried down here in the gut someplace. Why don't you get rid of the fluff and just give me just the facts, ma'am? And we said, okay, you know what? We'll do that. And so we have instituted a program that says no more fluff. We try to do that nationwide on what we do. Plus, Our counterparts in Canada have told me that they have been reading our stuff and think that we're on the right track there. We use email. I don't know how you guys do it, but we use email. But we check with the media people that we talk to every week on a regular basis and say, hey, you changed your mind. How do you like getting this stuff? Do you like to receive it? They like email. But, you know, every now and then someone says, fax it to me. I'm going, what's a fax machine? And they're saying, fax it to me anyway. I don't want it clogging up my email box and things like that. We have a lot of success that way in what we do. We don't include attachments. I'm sure you guys know that kind of stuff. We have found out that I had a good friend of mine who's the vice president of communications for the Country Music Association is a bully and badgerer of the media. She gets her way just because she just doesn't know any other way to do it. But I have learned from talking to the media and talking to a lot of other PR folks, that's just not the way to do it. And that's, so we try to keep from doing that at EU. And one of the biggest things that we hear all the time is, well, I need this, I need that. Can you give me that information? We say yes. And they say, you know what? If we'd have gotten it when you said you would send it, we would have used it. Those are things that happen. We have a fast turnaround time. We don't delay when we turn around. We make sure we're available. We even give out our cell phone numbers. We even give out our home numbers. And we make sure that everybody does that. If they don't do it, we make sure that the media people have it or it's in, we have access to it. We have two of our experts are in this room, but we have lots of other ones around the country. We make sure they're ready to be interviewed just about any time on whatever their expertise is. We have key messages at Ducks Unlimited, so we don't get off messages, so that everything's consistent from the top down to our CEO to our volunteers in the field. We make sure these people stay on message. We have key messages for them. The more we are able to deliver those messages, the better off we are. And the more we get our point across, the more we're able to raise money and the quicker we are to be able to put projects into effect and work on the ground. We always find ways to meet face-to-face with people. We're meeting face-to-face with you. This is a great thing. We meet face-to-face with media people every chance we get. If you don't do that, I would tell you that we're way more successful when we do than when we don't. You eat lunch, they eat lunch. Hey, you know, we eat lunch together sometime. We find that works. You can't imagine how elementary that is, but how well it works. And we do the work for them. Press releases are great. Most people have to rewrite them. But I will tell you, we write stories, send it to them, and they print the stories, and it just looks like they did it. We tell them to put their byline on it. We don't care as long as they run the story. And a lot of them do. It will surprise you how many will do that, even with larger papers. Television people will read it as a script, word for word. Radio people do the same thing. And it shows up on the internet and the electronic sites. And that is a big deal these days, as you all well know. How do we get their attention? Well, we share something in common with you guys. We have the great outdoors. Look at all the things you can talk to about that happen outside in the ag community. Look at all that kind of stuff. I mean, things you can do with the great outdoors are just endless, and that's a big thing. You can talk about people in your organizations. We do that too. I'm sure you guys do that. Every time you have a promotion or whatever, we do that. We talk about our people all the time because our people are pretty darn good at what they do, and they're experts. They're well known in the field, and we like to promote them. We talk about our partners especially. This is especially important to us and the way we do our business here and our public relations aspects. We talk about our partners and our partnerships. Issues and public policy. Cannot go wrong talking issues and public policy. We get people's attention by telling them this is where we stand on this issue. We let the media know that. And it's amazing how many times they will call us back and ask to speak with someone who they can quote about that information. We try not to make controversy. There's enough in the world as it is, and there's plenty of it in what we deal and the people with whom we deal with. But that non-manufactured controversy is a way we get a lot of media attention a lot of times. How do we know what they want to work on? Well, you know, we ask them. We have a staff person. Her job is to contact the media 5 days a week. She spends half of her time calling media people on our list and finding out what they're working on, what they're doing. It will surprise you how many times she'll come in and say, oh, hey, did you know that the guy from the Times-Picayune is working on this? No, I didn't. Well, he is, and he said if we had some information, we could get it, got it to him in a couple of days, this would happen. We do that, and we do fast turnaround, like we said before, and suddenly we have the media's attention, and we get stories where other people don't. We use a media monitoring service. If you don't use that, we have to. We track social media trends. I don't squat about social media. Not really, but I don't know anybody that does. I know people that think they do, but they find out the next day that it's already down the road on them. It's fluid. It changes all the time. But we have folks that do understand what it means to how to use it today. They may not understand it tomorrow, but they understand it today. And when those people tell us some of the best ways to do it, we utilize those services. We track the social media trends to people we work with. We read what people write. We listen to what they broadcast. We read their blogs, all that kind of stuff. We do that on a regular basis so that when we have a story to tell about who we are and what we are, we know how to get their attention. Like I said, we listen and view their broadcasts and their blogs, especially their blogs. It's becoming more and more important to us every day. You got to help the media. You got to be a resource. We tell it to our staff all the time. How do you do this? You be a resource. Give them what they need. Provide them stuff. Provide them things they don't need for stories about you, but that you know they're going to use someplace else. If you're a resource, you'll always be the first person they call. That's what we tell our staff every day. Try to keep from being a pest. That goes without saying. We send our, I don't know if you guys use Google Alerts, but everybody in our staff uses Google Alerts, and it's free. We said you can put names in there. I didn't really realize that until a few months ago. You can put topics, but I didn't realize you could put a person's name. Put their name in there, and you'd be surprised what shows up and what that reporter writes. You get a real good idea before that person's leaning on issues, how they're writing their stuff. You can look and see where their information is lacking and what we need and what we get to them. We try to do that on a regular basis. We look at their workload. If we don't see much from them in a month period, we know somebody is not doing a lot. We'll pick up the phone and call and suggest stories to them and give them stories that we have written and said, hey, here's something you might consider using or elaborating upon. We have good success with that too. We look at their subject focus. If they're not writing about wetlands, conservation, waterfowl hunting, waterfowl in general, or the outdoors, if it's a business thing, once in a while they write about it. We're careful what we pitch to them and why we pitch it to them. It makes a difference. You know, we're all the business of public relations, and when it comes to media relations aspect of it, there are lots of aspects of that, you know, if you give the guy the wrong information all the time, you just get nothing from them. So if you give them the right information, they will come back to you on their own a lot of times, and that's even better. Flattery will get you everywhere. We have found that if you say, hey, I read that story you wrote about 6 weeks ago on this, I've got some more information on that same subject, it amazes us when they know that we check up on them, what they do and what they will do for us. Can't do it all the time. It takes a lot of your time to do this, but I guarantee it pays off for us. And we fit their agendas and their time schedules and their frames into ours, not vice versa. If they say we can do it Tuesday at 11, that's when we do it. We don't say, sorry, we're busy Tuesday at 11. We try to meet their schedules, and you'd be surprised how much that helps also. Media tools we use. We have an electronic newsletter that goes out once a month. It's one of our tools, the way we reach our volunteers. But we found out that the media also reads the newsletter because we have a lot of media people that are our members. We have Ducks Unlimited Television on the Outdoor Channel. It's a good way that we can reach folks. We hold media camps, things that we bring the media in to do one-on-one with them and show them projects. We take them hunting. We do stuff. We talk to them. We eat with them, things like that. Yes, sir?
If you've got a list started, can you put my name on that?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
We have the Ducks Unlimited website, which is, like I said, one of the best tools we have in our toolbox. We have the e-newsletter, we use the television, we have our media camps, and we have a thing called the Conservation Issues Briefing. It comes out of Washington, D.C. every week, every Tuesday. It's mailed out to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 now, maybe 5,000 members every week. These are people that want to know about what goes on in policy issues around the country, whether it's in state capitals or in Washington, D.C., our projects and how that all interacts and intertwines. These are people very interested that receive this, that are very, very interested in what we do on the political scene. This is a way we keep them informed. We have media people that ask to see that, and we give it to them if they ask. We don't let them subscribe necessarily, although you all could go on and subscribe and you would get it automatically, but if they ask for it, we give it to them. It's amazing the information they get out of that from what we do. We try to make as much of that available to the media as we can. Try not to keep anything secret. We try to be transparent about everything like that we do. We use smoke and mirrors just like everybody else, and if you don't use some smoke and mirrors, you know, you're probably not getting the job done as well as you need to, at least for us. We provide things for them to use in their work, little things that don't make hill of beans. We don't put our press kits, we don't print them at all anymore. You stick them on this, they take them home, they use them. And then, you know, when they're done with it, they can dump it off and they still have one, something like this to use. It's little stuff like that. We have people call all the time and say, do you have another one of those? You have one of these, you have one of those. I need one for when I do this, that, or the other. Those are the people that call us on a regular basis and say, what are you guys working on? That's where you want to get to. It's simple stuff. It's inexpensive stuff. But it works. The media is still the media, and it works. We send them a coffee break. And if you've never tried this, I urge you to do this. We have had this be successful for us twice. We take Ducks Unlimited coffee mugs, put them in a box, take an instant coffee package, put it in there, and we put press material in there on something we want them to read. We send it to them with a note that says, here's, have a coffee break on us, and oh, by the way, while you're sipping your coffee, here's something for you to read. You would be surprised the number of calls. We send about 25 or 30 out to key media. It will surprise you the number of calls that we get about that. People who said, well, that's kind of neat. I actually read your stuff, so tell me, who's Ducks Unlimited? Or, hey, I've heard of you guys, but is there a project in my backyard? Or, hey, I read about that. Our outdoor guy says this is a cool deal. We need to know more about it. It will surprise you. In fact, it will shock you how many times this you will get people calling you back, or they'll pass it on to someone else who they know of in their own offices and say, hey, aren't you kind of like that outdoorsy stuff, or you're a big conservation person, why don't you read this? It will shock you how many people will read that just because you sent it to them and said, it's a unique thing. We are trying to find every way we can to connect some level with media. I don't care what it is. We find some aspect of it. I'm sure you guys work with a lot of the same people we do, being from the ag industry. There's a lot of people we work with. We target different facets of the media. Ag industry is one of them. The ag media is one of their biggest helpers we have. I'm sure you guys know them very, very well. You probably know them like we know the outdoor media very well. But I will tell you that any way we can connect with them, we do. If it's at a trade show, if it's a luncheon, if it's wherever they are, we try to sit with them, talk with them, whatever, meet them, pick up the phone and call them, and it will amaze you. Connecting with the media, for us, is a lifeline. Try to be their friend. When they need help and information, we try to be a friend and not just a company that they call once in a while to find somebody to interview. We try to meet their deadlines, it goes without saying, and we say thank you. Our staff, we send out handwritten thank you notes every time we deal with the media on some aspect. If they do something for us, great. We say thank you. Even if we don't always like the exact outcome of it, we say thank you. We take a personal note, we handwrite it, and we sign it, and we mail it. We don't send email notes. We send personal notes to these folks. And I guess since I've been here for the 2 years I've been with Ducks Unlimited, we've probably sent a couple thousand of these out the door, and I will tell you that we get responses from media like you wouldn't believe when we say thank you. It's something simple, it's something easy, but it actually works. We have a good team of communications folks. It's a little bit different than a lot of places. We have a staff in-house here, but each of our regional offices has someone that handles public relations or the media there also. Now, We work together with those groups. Those people actually work in those offices and answer the folks in those offices. We work there. We work as a together with them to try to work things out so that we help them with what they need from our basis, and they can, if we have something going on in their region, we can get something done there or an individual state. That cooperative effort with them and other some of our partners. We work with the media folks and the PR people with a lot that are with Fish and Wildlife Service, state agencies, private corporations. We work with all those kinds of people. And what we do with them is we swap out information and ideas. These are just four of our people that work here. We have, these are the folks, the faces behind it. And one of the things we do is we try to make sure that when we work with media, they understand who we are and the faces. We think it's very, very important to do that, and I can't stress that enough. We have untold resources for, here at Ducks Unlimited in experience and staff and time. You know, like any other nonprofit, you know, we can't always write a check for stuff, but we have a lot of resources, and we utilize that with the media, and I would urge all of you, because of I know how your budgets are, to do the same thing.
I really enjoyed Tony's presentation. Hope it was useful or helpful for you as well. Since we were in Memphis, Tennessee, I'm going to leave you with some music this week from Music Alley, and this is a song called Memphis Blues by Ocean Street. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Go one, two, three, four, five, six.
Never like sunsets. Guess that's why you traveled east. But you never quite made it all the way into the city. And oh, you're going to be such a star. Oh, don't put it to waste. Oh, we don't really care who you are. You've got such a pretty face. I ask her if she ever cries. Yeah, I cry all the time. Your own spotlight at the corner of 18th and Beale Street. Oh, you're going to be such a star. Oh, don't put it to waste. Oh, you're not gonna get very far if you don't put a smile on that face. Cries. Yeah, I guess I cry all the time. I ask her if she ever lies. Well, I don't know wrong or right. I felt so alone, you know, we all felt that way too. I cry all the time. I ask her if she ever lies, and I don't know where or why. I felt
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.